Welcome to the weekly podcast from Foursquare Gospel Church Abaco, a vibrant, growing church in Lagos, Nigeria.
Wonders, crown us with miracle, visit us in an uncommon way. Let your name alone be glorified. Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Please, instrumentalists, remain there as the Lord leads us this morning to go together. Praise the Lord. It's our great and mighty things. I want you to approach this message as somebody who is going to war. The Bible says from the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and it is only the violent that taketh it by force. Whatever belongs to you, heaven will wrestle it from the hands of the enemy and deliver it to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Our theme for this month is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, beginning from verse 18. Remember ye not the former things. Behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Sometimes a man begins to look back and is not able to make speedy progress. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for you this morning. Every chain that is tying you to the back, the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. You have to be in the house to receive what the Lord has proposed for you this morning. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Call upon me. Everybody say, call upon me. And I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things that you will not, you have not known. Hallelujah. Amen. Your eye will see miracle. Your hand will touch miracle. Your life will experience miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to open to the book of Psalm. Psalm 911. Psalm 911. I hope it's in your Bible. Psalm 911. Is it in your Bible? Is it there? Hallelujah. Psalm 911. Is it there? Amen. But it's in my Bible. Psalm 91, verse 1. Psalm 91, verse 1. Psalm 911. Whenever you are in trouble, dial 911. Hallelujah. You will not be in trouble. The Lord will deliver you from trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please rise on your feet, and I want you to read it confidently. Only verse 1. Only verse 1. Psalm 911. Hallelujah. Are we there, church? Somebody is still sitting down and probably sleeping at this time of the day. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 911. Amen. Say it with me. Can we go on? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Read it again. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For the last time, you are going to read it and put your name. I, Mike, will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord will bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Sit happily in the presence of the Lord as we look for a few minutes. The topic, the secret place. Everybody say the secret place. Say the secret place. The secret place is where miracles are manufactured. And I want you to know that great and mighty things, they happen on a daily basis. Great and mighty things are always available for those whose hearts are open to receive. In a great house, there are so many people. There are people who have just come to hear. There are people who have just come to see. There are people who have come to possess. And I pray for you, you will be among those who will possess. In the mighty name of Jesus, you need to be active this morning to enter into great and mighty things. Listen to me. Many of us, we go into the small room. All the waste, we pass them out there. And you think it's a small thing. It's not a small thing. It's a big thing for a lot of people. A lot of people have to use machine before those waste can pass out. Do you know how many oxygen you have consumed since this morning? Some people, when they needed oxygen, they know the number of thousands that come out of their pocket just in 1 hour. And then you breathe in, you breathe out, you run, you jog, you do every form of thing. Do you know it is the same road that you pass through? It is this last same road that consumes some other people. Great and mighty things happen on a daily basis. And may you be always a partaker in the mighty name of Jesus. When great and mighty things are happening in this month of November, in the name of Jesus, your eye will not be closed to see it. You will open your eye, you will possess it in the mighty name of Jesus. What is something that is great? Something is great when it is very large, when it is bigger than the average. Something is mighty when it is also large and it is impressive. Impressive miracle. Large miracle. Miracle that will make you to wonder, am I the one or somebody else? The Lord will do it in your life this very month in the mighty name of Jesus. In this month of November, miracle that cannot be rubbish, miracle that cannot be ridiculed, miracle that cannot be despised. Heaven will release it upon your life in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says a man was at the beautiful gate. His life was not beautiful. But one morning, the disciples were passing and they looked at him and they said, man, look at us. It is your day of miracle. It is your day of great and mighty things. He looked at them as if they were about to give him money. But something bigger than money was about to come his way. And indeed, when he paid attention, they told him, silver and gold we do not have, but that which we have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and begin to walk. And he started walking. Hallelujah. In this month of November, men and women will gather to rejoice with you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Abraham was waiting, anxiously waiting, desperately waiting. He waited for about 100 years and his miracle unleashed. Listen to me. It is not about age. It's not about the time you have waited. It's about the God of great and mighty things answering your call. This very month, your call will not become abomination. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my God, let great and mighty things be my daily experience in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father and my God, remember I said, possess this month, approach this message as if you are going to war. My Father and my God, let great and mighty things be my daily experience every day of my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Is there somebody talking to the Lord this morning? Is there somebody that is active in the Spirit, be alive in the Spirit, and begin to talk to the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus? Everywhere I go in the month of November, great and mighty things will happen in my life. Great and mighty things will happen to my children. Great and mighty things will happen in my family in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. Daddy, we worship your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, my Father, my God, great and mighty things. My life is available. My doors are open. My storehouses are open. In the mighty name of Jesus. Great and mighty things. My life is available. In the name of Jesus. Goodness and mercy. My life is available. Joy in the Holy Ghost. My life is available. Divine health. My life is available. Divine promotion. My life is available. In the mighty name of Jesus. My home is available. In the mighty name of Jesus. I am due for visitation. Holy Spirit, visit me. Let the name of the Lord be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I need to tell you some few things about great and mighty things. I have already said that great and mighty things are manufactured in the secret place. But one other thing you must know is that great and mighty things, it begins with a call. Great and mighty things begin with what? A call. Call upon me and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thought of good and not of evil to bring you to an expected end. And you will call upon me and I will answer you when you have called upon me with the whole of your heart. I pray for you this morning, as you call upon the name of the Lord will answer you. Hey, somebody is sleeping. Wake up. I say, as you call upon the name of the Lord will answer you in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord Almighty. Most of the miracles that Jesus Christ performed, they are manufactured in the secret place. The Bible says in Mark chapter 6, verse 5, Jesus will often withdraw himself from the crowd. He will withdraw himself from the multitude and he will go into the secret place and begin to tell his father, "Father, as I'm going out, I am going to meet with a blind man. I am going to meet with a leper. As I decree, let it begin to happen." And when Jesus Christ appears, demons will begin to tremble. Principalities and powers, they will begin to bow in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for you, wherever you appear in this month of November, miracles will appear there in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, "My Father and my God, every hindrance inside me, every hindrance outside me to my great and mighty thing, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus." Is somebody in the house? Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every hindrance, every lack of faith inside me to my great and mighty thing, let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let it destroy them. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, let it destroy them in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother and Diale, thank you, mighty Father. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? Who can battle with the Lord? I say nobody. That has been assigned to waste my time, to waste my effort, to waste my prayer, let them be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power that has been assigned to waste my seed, to waste my time, to waste my prayer life in the mighty name of Jesus, let them be wasted, let them be wasted, let them be wasted, let them be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus. Bra Satan Daddy, Bra Kada Daddy, Bra Daddy, Bra Yeah Yeah, Bra Kada Daddy, Mana Nade. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Help me tell your neighbor, wake up. Wake up. It's your season of great and mightiness. Hallelujah. Sit down for a while. For great and mighty things to happen in any man's life, number one, he must desire it. He must pursue it before he can possess it. For great and mighty things to happen in your life, you must desire it. You must pursue it before you can possess it. Listen to me. The woman with the issue of blood, she did not just wish that her issue of blood would dry up. She said, "If only I can but touch the hem of his garment." Did she stop there? No. She didn't just sit down. She started moving closer. She started moving closer. The obstacles of the crowd, they were there. But she braced through the crowd, pushed away those that should be pushed away, and she touched the hem of the garment. Listen to me. Your life can never attract what you don't desire in life. What you don't desire in life can never be magnetized to you until you desire. It is when you expect, your expectation that brings about the manifestation of great things in your life. Blind Bartimaeus deliberately positioned himself where he could be heard, where he could be seen. And when he heard that Jesus Christ was passing by, he shouted above the crowd, "Oh Jesus, Son of David, have mercy upon me." There is somebody that is due for mercy this very morning. Mercy prevail over every form of judgment. Say with me, "My Father and my God, answer me by mercy. Every prayer I will offer, every miracle that is due to me, let it not bypass me." Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. If you desire it, it will come. If you desire it, it will come. Marida brase, marile gedoria, baba 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 ye, oria da la la le, re 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 re, makate to, makada de, braya ya re, brakatondoria, redendoria le. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, for great and mighty things to happen, you must see it in your inside. You must see it with the eyes of faith before you can possess it. Listen, Abraham saw in his spirit man. The Bible says, Abraham hoped against every hopeless situation that he might become the father of nations. You must see great and mighty things in your inside before you can possess it on the outside. The woman in 2 Kings chapter 4, there was a widow there. The Bible says when he approached Elisha, he said, "Listen to me, my husband was a prophet of God. He served the Lord with his own heart, but indeed he died of poverty. He left debt for us." And Elisha told the woman, "Listen, woman, I cannot help you. What do you want me to do for you?" Said, "Well, I don't have anything." "What do you have in your hand?" Said, "I don't have anything." At that stage, Elisha wouldn't have been able to help her. But later she looked inward and said, "I have a little oil." Listen to me. Heaven is about to multiply every little oil in your life this very morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you recognize that little oil and in line with the dictate of the Holy Spirit, you begin to pour it out. You begin to pour it out. You begin to pour it out. Your miracle will unleash. In the mighty name of Jesus. The woman saw the possibility of that oil multiplying, and as a result of that, listen to me, our oil multiplied. Somebody's oil is about to multiply. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Bible told me in Psalm number 37, verse 19, "You will not be ashamed in the evil time. In the time of famine, you shall be divinely satisfied." Listen to me, whatever you are seeing right now is a shadow of what God is set to do in your life, because he says, "Eyes have not seen, ears have not heart, neither has he entered into the heart of man the things that the Lord has committed to his people." He said, "But we have seen it in the spiritual realm." Until you say it, you don't possess it. Hallelujah. When Elisha stood and said, "By this time tomorrow, a measure of flour will be sold for this so much," somebody did not see it in his inside and he did not possess it. The Bible says he will see it with his eyes, but he will be trampled on the floor by the people. I pray that on the day of miracle, your inner voice will not antagonize you. In the mighty name of Jesus, say with me, "My Father, my God, every voice of the enemy that is organized to attack me on the day of miracle, Holy Ghost, silence them. Holy Ghost, silence them." In the mighty name of Jesus, every voice of the enemy that have been organized, that have been orchestrated to hinder me on the day of my miracle, Malila Bosa, ever trample upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen, when great and mighty things are happening, there are always three sets of people that are available. Three sets of people. Number one, those who only hear about great and mighty things. Those who only see great and mighty things. Number two, those who hear about great and mighty things. Those are the type of people that gathered around blind Bartimaeus. Is it true? Is he really seeing? They will clap their hands and they will rejoice with him. Hallelujah. Great multitude, they gather. But when everybody was going home, who went home with signs and wonders? Only blind Bartimaeus. When the woman with the issue of blood, the crowd that gathered around Jesus, how many of them went with their miracle? Only that woman. Hallelujah. The very sad thing about it is that the third set of people, they are always few in number. Always few. They go with their grammar. They go with their English. Oh, that pastor did not speak very well. Oh, look at what he's saying. He's putting this and words in the opposite direction. They will just camera, everything. When the miracle is passing, they never benefited. I pray for you this morning. When the hours of miracle, when they begin to be released from the realm of glory, you will be a partaker. You will be a partaker. You will be a partaker. In the mighty name of Jesus, because this is the hour of miracle, I say in the mighty name of Jesus, every absent-mindedness, let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them in the mighty name of Jesus. What is the secret place? Before we talk about the secret place, let me ask you, are there people who have actually experienced great and mighty things? And my answer is yes. Anna experienced great and mighty things. I don't know how many years she cried, but one very day she went into the temple. She tackled onto the hand of the Almighty God and said, Father, I am not going hopelessly. This is the last year. I must go back from Shiloh with something. And that year she went back from Shiloh with something in her hand. I pray for everybody expecting Samuel in their life. Your Samuel has come in the name of Jesus. For 100 years, Abraham was waiting to laugh. And in Genesis chapter 21, the Bible says, Sarah said, God has made me to laugh. And everybody that hears will laugh with me. There is somebody positioned for laughter. There is somebody positioned for dancing. There is somebody positioned for hours of miracle. If somebody is in the house, if that person in the house, let him shout hallelujah. He said, who would have thought that Sarah will give suck to children? Wherever men are ridiculing you, miracle will come out for you there. I pray for you. Every obstacle to your miracle, this day, a highway of breakthrough is coming your way in the mighty name of Jesus. This is your moment. You will not miss it. It will not bypass you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What is the secret place? What is the secret place? The secret place is where revivals begin to take place. The secret place is the place of warfare. Hallelujah. Open to Genesis chapter 32, verse 9 through to 12. Genesis chapter 32. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 32. Amen. Then Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you. This month the Lord will deal well with you. He said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies, of all the truth which you have shown your servant. Why do you think he said he wasn't worthy? He was church changing people, church changing his brother, church changing every year, here and there. And so the brother placed a death penalty upon his head and said, wherever I see that my brother Jacob, an end has come to his life. He said, but excuse me, sir, I remember that when I was running from my brother, I was only with a staff in my hand. But this time around, you have multiplied me. You have enlarged my life. There is somebody who is experiencing multiplication through this message this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Every seed that needed to multiply in your life, heaven is planting it on you right now in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The place, the secret place, is the place of warfare. When Jacob sent to his brother and said, excuse me, your brother is coming home, they brought him the news. Your brother is actually happy to see you. He has been waiting for you for these several years. But one thing is this, he's coming with about 400 soldiers with him. Hey, while are they? Am I going to meet this man? 400, a mini cotton. He started separating his family, beginning from Leah, whom he did not appoint to marry. Said, Leah, you and your children go forward. If they fall on that one, Alele, we will follow another route. You now, you Rachel, you follow. Hallelujah. But that very night, the Bible says he stood on the fourth Jabbok, and he was the only one. And an angel wrestled with him, and he said, I will not allow you to go unless you bless me. The secret place is the place of encounter. The secret place is the place of blessing. The secret place is the place where names are changed. I pray for you this morning. Every negative name that has been working against you, heaven change it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of grab and loose in the name of Jesus, whatever you lay your hands upon, beginning from this very morning, the Lord will make it to prosper in the name of Jesus. Gbogbo ẹnikẹni tó ń bẹ níbi tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ sí ajáde àpò mọ́ ní orúkọ Jésù ọ̀run jà fún yín. Gbogbo ajẹnirun tó ń gba iṣẹ́ ọwọ́ yín ọ̀run gbé wọn mi. And God told him, from this day, your name will no longer become a supplanter. You will become Israel. Hallelujah. God is a name changer. The place of warfare, the place, the secret place, is the place where you wrestle that which belongs to you from the hand of the enemy. This morning, everything that belongs to you, heaven will deliver them to you. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, bali lezo, say with me, my Father, my God, all my blessings that are in the hand of the enemy, Holy Ghost, get them for me in the mighty name of Jesus. All my blessings that are in the wrong place, begin to relocate to me. Begin to relocate to me in the mighty name of Jesus. Braya yale, Osea sotere, Mama la loria, Rekenta yale, Maya yale, Braba yale, Uri da braze, Brade de de de, Malila lo, Braka tatete, Malika do, Braya yale ba, Mari de doria, Brada. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, my Father, my God, strengthen me in the secret place. Don't let me become a weakling in the secret place. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen my prayer life in the secret place. Strengthen my prayer life in the secret place. In the mighty name of Jesus, I don't expect anybody to be sleeping at this time. Balilo, sir, brother, you are permitted to wake somebody up around you. Anybody is sleeping, and if you are tempted to sleep, rise on your feet, grab a shoulder, and begin to pray. This is the time to possess your blessing, to possess your joy. Malilo, brayayaye, malilo, brasatare, mandare, brabayayade, bokote toriade, brabababaredo, melele. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A man who fails in the secret place, he has failed in every area. A man who fails in the secret place, he has failed everywhere. Somebody said the secret of all our failures is our failure to pray in the secret place. When you have been praying for 1 hour before, all of a sudden God reduced to 45 minutes, from 45 minutes to 30 minutes, from 30 minutes to 20 minutes, from 20 minutes to 10 minutes, from 10 minutes to no minute at all. Somebody said, when you pray, when you are in trouble, you are already in trouble. God will deliver us from trouble. A man who fails in the secret place, he has failed in all areas. The Bible says in 2 Timothy number 2, it says, no man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Hey, Samson did not realize the enormity of the work that God has given to him. He was lying on Delilah's lap, and Delilah was telling him, I love you to little. You are the only sugar in my tea. You are the only coconut in my bread. Ah, he didn't know that he was about to go to slaughter. I pray for you. Every rod of death lifted against your life, may the Lord destroy it in the mighty name of Jesus. Say with me, my Father, my God, let me not fail in the secret place. Let me not be a failure in the secret place. Let my life not be devastated in the secret place. Let me not be robbed in the secret place. Let my life not be taken away in the secret place. Marido sete, brakatata ye, braye ye reba, marido osete, brakatata ye, malile rose, brakatete ye, radadido braze, brakito, brakete, malile rose, thank you, mighty Father. Daddy, we worship you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You will not fail in the secret place. I say you will not fail in the secret place. I want to just shorten this message, and I will give the last point. The last point. The secret place is the home of the miraculous. Hallelujah. How many of us are expecting the miraculous? It shall be your portion. It shall be your portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. The secret place is the place of the miraculous. If you have your Bible with you, Daniel chapter 2, verse 17. The king had a dream, and he called all his enchanters. He called all the astrologers. Tell me this dream. If none of you is able to tell me, listen, I am going to put all of you to death. And because Daniel had those who prayed with him, then Daniel went to his house and made the decision known to Ananias, Mishael, and Azariah, his companion. Not companion in politics, not companion in lying, not companion in jesting, companions in prayer, companions in warfare, companion in seeking the face of the Lord. Who are your companions? You can spend hours discussing about Buhari. How many minutes you gather together to pray? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Listen, when you partake in the investment of prayer, you will surely partake in the harvest. And that's why it grieves my spirit when we call on men of valor 3 hours in the presence of the Lord. No man is available. Kai. May you not be missing on the day of miracle. May you not be missing on the day of joy. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Whatever make you to faint in the day of power like this is about to possess your life. I say it again, you will not fail. You will not fail. For you not to fail, you must do something about your life. Hallelujah. Do something about your life. I can't hear you. Do something about your life. This prayer matter is an individual matter. The secret place is an individual matter. Your Father who sees in secret is about to magnify you in the open. Praise the Lord Almighty. Praise the Lord Almighty. Put it there. Put it there. You don't need to remove it. Rashida, Bruska, Rashale. That they must seek mercies from the God of heaven concerning this secret. Listen to me. The secret place is the place where secrets are revealed. The Bible says the secret things, Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. The secret thing belongs to the Lord. But those things that are revealed, they belong to us. The secret place was revealed to Daniel. God magnified him. When he appeared before the king, death was averted over all the people. I pray for you, because of you, in your family, death will be averted in your family in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Go to the next one. Go to the next one. Then the secret was revealed to who? To Daniel in a night vision. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will grant you revelation. The Lord will grant you revelation that will bring about a revolution in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and say, my Father, my God, open my eyes to begin to see secret things. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show me secret things. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show me secret things. Father, take me far in life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. The last thing I want to talk about, before these things can be your portion, listen. Obedience must be in the front burner in your life. Obedience must be on the front burner in your life. I saw something in Job chapter 9, verse 4, and my body shook violently. Let's look at it. Job chapter 9, verse 4. He said, God is wise. Can we read it together? God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has hardened himself against him and prospered? Who is that man that hardened himself against the Lord that prospered? There is none. Uzziah, the Bible says, as long as he sought the Lord, he prospered. But the moment he turned his back, what happened to him? He became leprous. Listen, Pharaoh said, who is that God that I should let you go? The Lord disgraced him. Who is that man that hardened his heart? You daily hear the word of the Lord here. What effort have you made in the area of obedience? Job chapter 36, verse 11. If they seek and obey him, they will prosper. But if they harden their heart, they will be destroyed. May you not be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for an obedient heart in the silence of your heart this very morning. Father, give me obedient heart. In any way that I've been rebellious, take away rebellious heart from me. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless me with the heart of obedience. In the mighty name of Jesus, every little disobedience manifesting in my life, Baba, deliver me. In the name of Jesus, Baba, deliver me. In the name of Jesus, Baba, deliver me. In the mighty name of Jesus, every little disobedience manifesting in my life, sit here. Ushers will tell you, sit here. You will say by force, it's where I want to sit. Come around this time. We agree together to come for service by 8 a.m. You choose to sleep by 8 a.m. Little disobedience. Lord, in the name of Jesus, out of disobedience, take it away from me. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, help me that the name of the Lord will be glorified. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, I am on my road to prosperity. Let me never, oh God, join those who will be poor in life. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't allow my name to be added to the list of those who are rebellious, those who will not prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, spiritually prosper me, financially prosper me. In the mighty name of Jesus, brasatandaye, rototo braye, ratatanele, mayayere, brakatate, bradedede, braketotoria, bredodondoriade, ten. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So each time you need to go into the secret place, remember to dial 911. Remember to dial Psalm 91, verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But before you can abide in that secret place, Jesus must be your master. Jesus must be your Lord. Your life must be invested in the vineyard, because he said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord, the same shall be saved. I want every ear to be bowed this morning. Are you in the house? You have not at any time given your life to Jesus. You want this morning to be the morning of the beginning of great and mighty things in your life. Why not lift up your right hand? I'm about to pray with you right now. You want to invest your life in the vineyard of the Most High. You want to give your life to him this very morning. Lift up your right hand. I will pray with you. Jesus is here. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I see one hand. If you are lifting your hand, lift it up very well, because Jesus is waiting for you. This is your hour of miracle. This is your hour of transformation. Lift it up very well. Nobody is looking at you. You are only lifting it to Jesus. Jesus is about to be your friend. Jesus is about to turn your life around. I can see those hands that are lifted up this morning. You are lifting it up to the King of Kings. You are lifting it up to the Lord of Lords. You are lifting it up to the El Shaddai. You are lifting it up to the Everlasting Father. Thank you, blessed Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands. I want to pray with you right now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I mean those who have lifted their hand for Jesus to come into their life. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, these hands are lifted to you, my God and my Redeemer. Lord, accept them unto yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will write their name in the Lamb Book of Life. In the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, have your way in their life. From today, I pray that those old things will die in their life, and your name alone will be glorified. Thank you, Everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody rise up on your feet. I'm about to pray for you right now. I pray for these your children. My Father, my God, as many as have been failing before, in the name of Jesus, failure is terminated in your life, in the name of Jesus. You will no longer fail in the secret place. The Lord will empower you. You will enter into the miraculous. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever is due for changing in your life, heaven change you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord gives you a new name. The Lord gives you a new name. And the name of the Lord is lifted. Thank you, Everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give it to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the El Shaddai, the Everlasting Father, the Roots of Sharon, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Mighty Lord, mighty, mighty, Doria, thank you, mighty Father. His body, it was broken, and his blood was shed to make me a child of God. Minister Jamel. His body, it was broken, and his blood was shed to make me a child of God.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope that you were blessed by the exposition of the Word of God. Remember that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God.